Farmers and ranchers are liquidating their livestock because they can no longer afford to feed them. Seems hardly anyone watches the world news anymore, so you people don't realize what's happening. Farmers are losing money, losing their livelihood, and most are drowning in debt. If you think we make money from farming, just try it, the saying goes. If you want to make $1 million farming, start with two. According to the USDA, the average beef cattle herd is 44 head, and operations of 100 or fewer beef cattle account for 90% of all farms and 44% of the beef cattle inventory. Yet we're losing an average of 17,000 cattle ranchers per year. This is a national crisis, Ernest Brown said. Had over 9,000 head in Oklahoma City sale barn the other day. That's a view from inside farming. Inside livestock farming. Now, it's impossible for us to try to put all this together and make eminent sense from it. But we can get some indications of what's happening. The Great Reset, and you have to understand. All right, it's in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, for the few tender souls that have showed up to listen after 3 days off. We may take 3 months to rebuild our audience or to even convince people. You know, when you have crusaders that are just tuning out, just send me nasty messages about, you renewed my stupid subscription. I don't listen to your stupid radio station. I get all the news I need from Crisis Magazine and the Ben Father, you jerk. There's a revolt against all media, it seems. You know that the media's approval rating, I saw this at Epic Times. They quote media's, close quotes, approval rating. It's 9% now. Well, I'm saying the trust rate, 9% of people say they trust their major news media or whatever. I can't remember how the question was phrased. So apparently this is affecting all of us. And no one is escaping this. You'd think people would be flocking to media sources that were reliable and that pursued, promoted, and defended the good, the true, and the beautiful, and the truth. Not true. Not true. Another indication of what's going on and that people are not tuned into and they don't know because they aren't listening to anything. You know, as people just tune out, isn't it interesting that there is a quiet little revolt? I say quiet. It's a silent revolt where people are just fleeing, maybe out of a sense that they must protect themselves or that they need to be protected. Or maybe it's out of a sense of desperation, or maybe it's just a resignation that I just don't care anymore. But that's what's going on. This while, and you have to understand this, is what I started to say before I interrupted myself and almost lost my train of thought. This is what you have to understand. You know, I've been covering these nature Nazis that escaped the Soviet Union and infiltrated the rest of the world. These dyed-in-the-wool, committed, satanic, pinko-red commies from inside all of what used to be the behind-the-iron curtain which is not to say that they had a market on being pinko commies, because we were minting them over here as well. They have been working on this since the 1980s, this particular part of the plan. And that is that man is destroying the environment, and you know what the great irony is? That man's responsible, and that you driving big cars is what's driving climate change. And there's so many ironies that it's, number one, we're seeing climate change right now here in the United States, but it's not because of burning complex hydrocarbons. It's because of terrible farming practices. I believe that there's a conclusive, that there's an evidentiary trail that can be made that can show, there is some what you call anthropogenic climate change. And it is regionalized, if you will. And like, for example, even people that are out of the know have heard something about what's going on at the Hoover Dam. There was a fire at the Hoover Dam on Monday. What happened? A transformer exploded and caught fire. Why? Well, it was probably running at a capacity beyond which it was designed to run. Why? Because the other hydropower generating stations that branch off of or come from diversions of the Colorado River, there's not enough water going into Lake Mead, for example, and the other reservoirs that drive the power, so that the demand, it's in the middle of summer, gets high. And there are three states that are below the Hoover Dam, Nevada, Arizona, and California, that are relying apparently primarily on water to use as water and power from that water generated by the Colorado River. Well, what happens if the Colorado River and the Colorado River Basin don't produce enough water? You get what's happening today. Why is the water not being produced? Well, there are a myriad of reasons that are environmental. You're just not going to hear about them. But one of the major ones is go big or go home. It is the destruction of so much terra firma and the culling of the livestock herds, taking them off of the steppes, steppes, and off of the prairies, and herding them into very concentrated little areas where they do nothing for the land. Look, we talk about this every Free Farm Friday. I'm not going to get delve that deeply into it. But is there something going on with the weather? Yeah, with the apparent, with the climate? Yeah, I believe that there is. This is the hottest summer I can ever remember in 60 years of living here in Louisiana. It's hot. And it's not just it's not a benign heat. It is a vicious, humidity-soaked heat. You know the line from Alien? Yeah, man, but it's a dry heat. No, it's not a dry heat. It's hot. It was 103 degrees the other day in Tyler, Texas. It was 94 at Walsingham West where I was Monday and Tuesday. Now, you can do a little work in it, but you got to pace yourself. You better have a lot of water. And there is no relief in sight. There's no rain in the forecast anywhere. You know, if you get an inch and a half a week here, it seems. Now what's driving this? And this is a trend that's been happening for a couple of years here. Well, if you listen to Free Farm Friday, the primary driver of this is having driven the cattle, the livestock, from the lands that they were being rotated upon, that they would graze, and that they themselves would fertilize. And then it's called rotational of livestocking here. So is there an anthropogenic cause to this? I believe that there is. What are you going to do about it? Well, why isn't anyone proposing what we know our ancestors have been doing for 6,000 years and works? Regenerative farming. Mark Morano has this at Climate Depot. You were warned. Climate lockdowns looming. Washington Compost, Biden set to issue climate emergency declaration. Unchains the president from Congress. Isn't that so Biden regime-y and stuff? Look, we can't wait for the Congress. We can't wait for the legislative branch to act all legislative EE and stuff. So we're just going to do it ourselves. Question in my mind is, what are people in the states going to do about it? Here's what Morano says is coming. I'm out to Mark Morano to see if I can get him on the program. He probably will say he can do Monday. The Biden regime believes that when democracy fails to achieve its goals, its climate goals, it's time to bypass democracy. By the by, you can't go in my chat room today and scream, secede, 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 loud enough. Secede, secede, secede. If the national regime is trying to kill and maim hundreds of millions amongst the regional and locals, other than a separation of the powers or from the powers, please explain to me what it is that we are supposed to do. Mark Morano. The plan is to declare a climate emergency, toss out elected representatives, and follow China's one-party rule model by implementing energy restrictions through the bureaucracy. Again, can I just say that liberalism, per Patrick Deneen, has failed. This thing called democracy is just disintegrating right in front of your eyes. And you know, there are designing men who are licking their chops at the opportunity of just swooping in and going like, yeah, you didn't. That democracy thing wasn't working for you guys, but look, I'm gonna take over now because I'm smarter and wiser than you are. No, you're not. Michael Warren Davis has a good piece out today at the American Conservative Magazine. Completely in tune with what we're talking about here. Crap economics, it's called. The fertilizer crisis is a sure sign as any that our overlords have no idea what they're doing. I have the question, Michael Warren, because I know he listens from time to time. Do you think they even care that we figured it out? Do you think that they even care that they don't know what they're doing? I think he even says this in the piece, that they just proceed along, go like, well, we have to do something. So, back to Mark Morano in the climate emergency. Throughout history, emergency declarations have been used and abused to crush freedom. For those who loved how unelected officials ruled our lives under COVID lockdowns, prepare for the attempts to make climate lockdowns permanent. All right, where's Schaefer at when we need him? This will be your social credit energy score app that they're going to try to force everyone to download and live your life by. For those, for an idea of what the world will look like under a climate lockdown, see the 2021 International Energy Agency's Net Zero Report that urges behavioral changes to fight climate. That's a quote. Another quote, a shift away from private car use. Should be happy. The refrigerator in your home is your apartment. The car, you will not need the car because you will take the public transportation. Once when we supply the transportation, once you will be happy.